Athens-Clarke County commissioners expressed frustration and dismay with the local redistricting process at their work session on Tuesday. Many of the concerns laid out by local lawmakers revolved around the process and the very short timeline. When the county went through the process of redrawing local commission districts 10 years ago, officials convened a citizens' committee and hired an outside consultant to help that committee draft new maps for the county's 10 commission districts. This time, the process originated with the county's chief data officer, Joseph D'Angelo. That has some commissioners, like District 10's Mike Hamby, concerned.
It seems a bit awkward having the manager's office put together political boundary district maps for basically his bosses.
District 6's Jesse Houle echoed other commissioners' calls for an independent body to actually draw new district maps for approval by the state legislature.
You know, Commissioner Edwards, I remember bringing up in a past meeting, us establishing our own local level independent redistricting commission, like we've been advocating for on the state level. I think it'd be a great way to kind of pilot that here. And I think that would address some of the valid concerns Commissioner Hamby is bringing up too, you know, at least among public perception.
That process would take time, however, and Athens-Clarke County, like local governments across the state, doesn't have much time left. State lawmakers who have to actually approve new local maps are expected to take up local redistricting in January, meaning that in order to meet that deadline, commissioners would have to vote on a map in December. The entire process was significantly curtailed this year because U.S. Census officials were several months behind schedule in releasing the necessary data to states and localities. One option open to commissioners is to defer on submitting new maps, but that would require approval from state lawmakers. That prospect was troubling to District 5's Tim Denson.
If we don't put a map out there and we request deferral, our deferral is declined, and then we get a map drawn without any input from the county at all. I'd actually probably see that as the most likely outcome if we ask for a deferral.
And even if commissioners were able to defer redistricting, the new maps would probably not go into effect until 2024, meaning that the 10 current districts would remain in use in 2022. Those districts, which were balanced in terms of population based on the county's 2010 census data, are now significantly out of balance, with some districts having thousands more residents than they did 10 years ago. Tuesday's meeting was a work session, not a voting meeting, so no actions were taken. But several commissioners showed interest in assigning the task of drawing new maps to the county's Board of Elections. Tim Denson again.
I would honestly be comfortable with us voting to give that authority to the Board of Elections, which is a body that is balanced with political parties plus independents.
If commissioners decide to go ahead with the idea of giving authority to the Board of Elections, it's possible that commissioners could take on this issue again at their October 19th agenda-setting meeting. Commissioners could go into special session to vote on the idea or put a vote on the agenda for their voting meeting early next month. Martin Matheny, WUGA News.